This next Friday, Extinction Rebellion in Portland, along with 350.org, will be rallying at City Hall, this time to bring pressure on our city government to make Portland free of fossil fuel emissions by 2030. We'll talk with one of the organizers. Those who own and profit from the continued burning of fossil fuels are a tiny minority of the world's population. We who suffer and will increasingly suffer from it are multitudes. The advantage of numbers is ours, but only if we organize. This is the lesson we can learn from the history of the labor movement. General Motors cannot make money selling cars if workers will not manufacture them. That's the power of the strike. Here in Portland, where Fred Meyer has been underpaying its workers and paying women workers less than men, the workers are organized. They have a union with which the company has to negotiate. And if what the company offers does not meet the workers' demands, the workers can go out on strike. As the negotiations continue, they are asking us to join with them by boycotting the stores. We will hear later on today's show from a union representative. The power of the multitude, that's us, can be far greater than the power of the owners, but only if the multitude organizes and acts. And that's what is happening all over the world around climate change and here in Portland around a living wage. If we, the people, stand up for our rights, not just the rights in the Bill of Rights, but the right to a livable planet and the right to a livable wage, the wealthy minority who now holds so much power will see it slip from their fingers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth.
And that's Bob Marley here on the Old Mole Variety Hour, where we are talking about people standing up for a livable planet and later in the show for a livable and equitable wage. Well, as I mentioned earlier, and as you probably know from the news or from your own direct experience, there was a massive demonstration on Friday at City Hall here in Portland. But that's not all, folks. There will be another rally there this coming Saturday, organized by Extinction Rebellion and 350.org. And here with me in the studio is Diane Meisenhelter, a longtime environmental, education, and labor activist who is currently volunteering with Extinction Rebellion's Action Working Group. So, Diane, briefly, could you give us sort of the headline for this event? And welcome to KABU, by the way.
Thank you. So the rally is on Friday at noon on the 27th of September, and it's in front of City Hall, 1221 Southwest 4th Avenue, and we're going to be delivering demands to the mayor and city council, and the event is called Slow Motion Commotion, It's About Time, and it's about time for climate action. This is near the end of a week of climate actions, and this rally will feature a haunting song as well as satirical street theater designed to figuratively and literally push the city forward and put them on notice that climate activists are not going away and that we will be holding them accountable. We're demanding that the city set up concrete action timeline for reaching net zero emissions by 2025 with measurable goals for each year. And by December this year, we expect an action timeline for 2020 in line with that goal, starting with Zenith. The message is if they persist with slow motion, they'll can expect more commotion.
So, Diane, how did Extinction Rebellion get started and what's its mission?
So last October, when the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change announced that we have less than 12 years to turn things around or risk the dire consequences of climate catastrophe, Extinction Rebellion started in London, and they were expecting just a few people for a rally, but 6,000 showed up, and so they were able to close down bridges, take over all kinds of public space, and basically in the middle of Brexit force the government to negotiate, declare a climate emergency, and start to negotiate on concrete climate actions. In June, after another round of disruption, they were able to get citizens' assemblies started up. And the goal of their four demands of the U.S. climate, because now Extinction Rebellion has spread to over 49 countries internationally. And in the U.S., there are four demands. The first one is to declare a climate emergency. The second one is to develop concrete actions toward to push governments to develop concrete actions towards net zero emissions by 2025. The third is to have citizens' assemblies that oversee that process to make sure that it is done right. And the fourth is a just transition that prioritizes the most vulnerable peoples, indigenous sovereignty, and frontline communities. Mm-hmm. So we are working hard to push our local government, which has been very, very slow since that declaration last October. The city hasn't come up with concrete actions and instead have, in fact, with the expansion of Zenith, created a terminal for the export of tar sands oil overseas, going against policies that they were pushed to create in 2016, which included a no fossil fuel infrastructure. It took them 6 months just to schedule a public hearing on Zenith, which was basically to announce that they were going to grant them the permits. So we don't have that kind of luxury of time of non or detrimental action, which is why we're calling for city accountability with concrete plans, with timelines. And we support the youth demands. Last Friday's climate strike, where 20,000 Portlanders took to the streets to support climate action. And a primary part of youth demands was for an inclusive process, bringing grassroots organizations, youth, and frontline communities to the table with the city to develop a climate resolution, and the city taking climate into actions in every into account in every action they consider. But to really address climate crisis, the city has to be more than reactive. In order to reach net zero emissions, they need to be proactive with a timeline, actionable timelines, mm-hmm. and a plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds great. So tell us again a little bit more about what's going to happen then on Friday, and when and where people should be and what they're going to experience.
Yes, so we're outside of City Hall at 1221 Southwest 4th Avenue at noon on Friday, and we will be delivering our demands to the mayor before the rally, and hundreds of people signed on to those demands last Friday at the climate strike, and it'll feature a haunting song about extinction, as well as satirical street theater designed to push the city forward and say that we will hold them accountable and that we want quarterly reports, we want concrete actions. Right now, if global warming is the IPCC says there's threats to food security, water supply, human security, if global warming is not contained at 1.5 degrees centigrade, but we're on a path towards at least 3.7 degrees, at 4 degrees, over 60% of crops globally are likely to fail. So we have to act now.
Right. Okay, that sounds like a great event, and where people will enjoy themselves as well as learn a lot and be motivated to keep going.
If you can't make it to the rally during lunch hour, come to our regular Tuesday meetings at 6 p.m. at the Levin Community Center, Northeast 20th and Killingsworth, starting October 1st.
Okay. Thank you very much, Diane, for being with us today.